back here on Open Line, and it's a Thursday, and that means it's time for our chat with Becky Barnhart here from Coffeeville, Friends of Animals, and as we do every Thursday here. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing just fine. How are you doing on this beautiful morning?
Not too bad. You know, it was a gorgeous morning and sunrise and that sort of thing. I got to see a little bit more of it than I usually do, but I appreciated that. So it was very nice.
I bet there's a lot of people out walking their dogs this morning not listening, but that's okay.
That's okay.
They're out enjoying the morning and giving the dogs some exercise as well as helping them boost their mental attitude and physical attitude. Couldn't get anything better than that.
A lot of good that comes from walking a dog, both from the dog and for you.
Yes, exactly. We've got some great animals out the shelter that would love for someone to come and adopt them. It's the best thing, but if not, then just to take them for a walk around our grounds, they would appreciate that too. And I think the weather is such that this might be the day to give it a try. So I'm going to get to brag about some adoptions this morning that we always want to start off with good news. And we had a dog, Fluffy, that I probably have spoken about for months and months and months. And lovely dog, just never found the right connection. And in fact, I had a friend come up and say, "What's wrong with Fluffy? How come he?" And I said, "Nothing. He's just a plain, ordinary dog. He's dark in color and just doesn't have anything that, you know, strikes people's attention." But I said, "He is one of the best dogs we have out here." Well, we sent some really heavy pleads out, and he is adopted. And it looks like the family that adopted him is great. They have other animals. And that was the cool thing about this dog. He liked other animals, and he liked children. And so anyway, that's a very happy adoption right there for Fluffy, because he'd been with us for so very long. And Bear is another one that was big, beautiful thing. He was kind of intimidating because of his size, but he was just a big old teddy bear, and his adoption was this last week. I think I talked about Duchess, our pretty, pretty cat. There's a great picture of her person that adopted her on our Facebook page, and this gentleman apparently had been kind of watching her on Facebook and kind of making a, you know, considering her, and apparently he had a cat that was very similar in her description, and so that, again, is going to be a great adoption. And Bugsy was one of our long-term guys. He was adopted, and again, just an ordinary-looking dog. You know, wasn't any breed that you could actually say, "Oh, well, he's a lab, or he's a German Shepherd." You just couldn't tell. He's just a good shelter dog, and he was adopted. And Nyla, I think I said her name. No, I think they say Nayla. Anyway, whatever. She was a beautiful little puppy, and I never could remember how to pronounce her name, but she found a lovely home. Also, this lady came in from Derby to get her. These are the kind of adoptions I love to talk about, because it's, you know, we have adoption, and we're always thrilled, but when you have a long-term resident and they get adopted, that's an extra celebration. So thank you to all those lovely families that came and adopted, and we have more to offer today. So I'll start with Bambi. Bambi is a year old. She's already spayed, female mixed breed. She's tan and white and weighs about 35 pounds. She's fully grown, so she won't get any bigger. Good size, medium dog. She has high energy, and she would just love to have a yard to run and play in. She would need to be an only pet, as she does not get along with other dogs or cats. So if you're looking for a one pet situation, we've got Bambi. Nicole is a year old female cattle dog. She's also been spayed, and she's ready for her new home. She would also need to be an only dog. She doesn't play well with others, so she must have skipped kindergarten. That's what you learn in kindergarten, how to play well
with
others. So anyway, Nicole is about 35 pounds, fully grown also. She has a cute docked tail, and she just loves to be hugged and loved by the person with her. So again, Nicole might be a good candidate for an only child. Bee is a year-old female pit cross. She's mostly completely white in color. She's a gorgeous dog. She walks very well on a leash, and again, this wants to go home with someone and be their love. So he is also available. Banjo is a three-year-old male mixed breed. He's a reddish brown and white coat. He arrived as a stray and apparently had an eye injury from an old wound. We're not real sure what his sight is like out of that one eye, but it doesn't seem to slow him down any. He does just fine. He loves toys and treats. He would make a wonderful pet. So if you're interested in a Banjo, a three-year-old dog, you might want to come out and check out him. Again, I'm going to remind everyone that the adoption fee, that helps to cover the cost of spay or neuter, the parvo and distemper vaccines that we are giving them, and also the warming that we give for the dogs. We have some puppies available. Puppies are usually easier to be adopted out than the older dogs, but I'll just mention just a few. We've got Waylon and Willie, and they're just real cute. They're litter mates. They're dark in color. They kind of have a kind of a hound dog look to them, I think. I think that's why probably the name came Waylon and Willie. And then we have Hansel and Gretel that are litter mates. These puppies are about 3 to 4 months old, all four that I'm speaking of. Hansel and Gretel's kind of they're more of a tan color. Probably these dogs will all be medium-sized dogs, good puppies, but I thought I would throw that in just in case someone is looking for puppies. The cats, as I mentioned, Duchess was adopted, but her kittens are still with us. And they've already been adopted by one little item, and that would be Willow, our wonderful little mama cat that we have. Willow was taking care of about 7 kittens. I think less than half are actually hers, the rest of them. She is just more than welcomed into her little arms, and she's taking very good care of these kittens. They're not quite ready for adoption. They're about 3 to 4 weeks out, I think, but they're going to be beautiful. If you saw any pictures of Duchess, she was a white, long-haired, kind of had some gray tips to her, and her kittens are just beautiful. Willow is a long-haired calico, so her kittens, of course, will be that long hair. They're just beautiful kittens, and they'll be available one of these days real soon. So if you're looking for a kitten and want to wait a little bit, school will be out here before too long. Be a good time to introduce a new pet to your family when the children and spend more time with them. We do have one older cat. It's a tabby cross, a year-old male, Chalupa, and he was found as a stray, and we don't know much about him, therefore, because he was a stray, but he came in and seems to be a very good cat. So if you're looking for an older cat, Chalupa is a yellow tabby, I think is what he is. Taco kittens. We still have our 4 gray and white kittens, and we just named them after certain items on the Taco Bell menu, and they are now ready to go home. A lady found these little kittens. She brought them into her house. She made sure they were healthy. She litter trained them. She fed them, got them as healthy as she could get them, and she turned them out to the shelter so we could find some lovely homes for them. So they are eating their dry dog food or dry cat food, using their litter box. They're handled daily. They're very calm. They're very sweet and just looking for that forever home. So if you're looking for a young kitten, we also have our little kittens. Donations. Kitten food would be important at this time since we do have so many, either dry or wet. And, of course, dry dog food is always something. And I always want to mention that toys, it just stimulates them. They have a good time with it. When I was out working last time, I worked in the kitten puppy room, and you would throw the little cat toys into them, and they would just have a ball. They really do. It gives them something to do and some exercise, because cats at the shelter are not exercised as much, obviously, as the dogs would be. But anyway, if you've got gently used dog toys, please wash them up, bring them out, and we'd be more than happy to receive them, along with any of your old towels that you're no longer using or blankets. Spring cleaning's been occurring, I'm sure. Of course, it's been kind of cool. We probably needed your blankets, but as the weather changes, sometimes we get the urge to clean out the linen closet. And so if that's the case, please bring them out to the shelter. We'd be more than happy to receive them, and they go to very good use.
Sorry, Becky, I think we got you back on here.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep, we got a cut off right there in the middle of it.
Well, where should I just start?
You were just talking about the events and that sort of thing.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Oh, wonderful.
We didn't miss much at all.
And the animals were the most important part.
We didn't miss much at all.
Okay. All right. I thought, I heard the doo-ing in my ear, and I thought, uh-oh. Right. okay, I'll just go ahead and pick up with the walk-a-thon. As I said, it's going on the whole month of May, and the raffle tickets are available there at the shelter, and you can receive a raffle ticket by either making a monetary donation or a physical donation of, like, just coming out to the shelter and walking, any item you bring out also. Adopting or sponsoring pet also will get you a lottery ticket. And then we are going to be having that drawing on May 28th when we are having our fun run and walk. And it's May 28th at 2 p.m. at La Claire Park. And for more information, if you're interested in doing that with us, give the shelter a call or go to the Facebook page, and there's more information on it. And as I was reading, I forgot to mention, and this is very important, that they are running a special on the four little kittens, the four little gray kittens that we have available. They are really trying to get them adopted while they're still small, and so she has lowered the adoption fee to $55. So that is a bargain on those little Taco Bell kittens. So I didn't want to forget to mention that. But if you're interested in calling the shelter, the telephone number is 620-252-6060. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. It's a county road. It's paid $1,400. It's paid right up to our door. The hours of operation, it's now afternoon hours, Monday through Friday. They're there from 1 to 3. And Saturday and Sunday, it's 1 to 4. But as I've said in the past, if those hours don't really work for you and you're really interested in one of the animals that you've seen on Facebook or I've spoken about today, you can call, and Oksana is very good about making special arrangements of meeting with people. So it's been a great spring. We've had lots of adoptions. We've had lots of donations coming in, and we appreciate everyone that does things for us. We surely do appreciate it.
Excellent. Well, we do appreciate all you folks out there at the shelter. Some always good stuff going on. And I don't know if I know we had that lost dog here the other day. I don't know if those folks were able to match that up, if it was the right dog or that sort of thing. But we always hope things like that do work out.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't know either. I know that day they had a dog that kind of met that description brought in. And then there was also another dog that was a black and white dog that was also brought in. And, you know, the animal control officer will bring in animals to us, and we don't always get a chance to visit with him to know what the circumstances are. And it is interesting. People will call out and say, well, I've lost my dog, and they make a description, and we'll go, well, we don't think there's anything out here that fits that description, but why don't you come out and look? And, you know, sometimes they'll come out and what they have described is not what we see. So I always say, if it's been gone for a couple of days, and come out to the shelter, just make a walkthrough and see if maybe your pet is there and we've just missed on the description. Or maybe it came in after you called. They do get busy sometimes and can't always get back to people calling in. So don't ever hesitate to come out to the shelter and look around and see if maybe your pet is there, if it's been lost. But and a lot of people forget about us, and there's no citation. I mean, if your dog's picked up, and come get it. We want it home. We want it home and happy, not at the shelter with us. Even though we do our best. But
of course.
You know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's a really good reminder. You know, anytime you are missing a pet, the shelter here in town is always a good bet to try that. And it makes things easy, you know, because we do appreciate the animal control. I've seen them a lot around town recently, so I know that they're out there and doing the good work.
Right. And it's for the animal safety to bring them to the shelter, not just let them run, because animals will get hit. They can get into mischief that they shouldn't be getting into, so it is best for them to be brought to the shelter. But on the same token, sometimes good Samaritans will bring a dog out that they see running, and actually the dog wasn't lost. He was just kind of roaming his neighborhood. So,
sure.
You know, you can kind of tell when a dog is actually lost and strayed, because just by their behavior, and sometimes they're just having a good afternoon out in the neighborhood. So you have to kind of, you know, be careful when you pick up pets and bring them out to the shelter if they're not yours.
All right. Well, Becky, I do appreciate you coming in and coming by here, and always good to hear from you. And I look forward to chatting here again next week.
Okay. Well, now the next couple of weeks I have an engagement that I can't be on the radio.
You can't. You should cancel that. You can't do that. Come on now.
Well, You know, believe me, I think, now, James, this is the first time I've left you since you came on.
It is.
And I believe you have left me once or twice, so now we're going to be even.
All right.
But it's okay. Oksana, our shelter director, is going to call in the next couple of Thursdays, and it's nice that you get to kind of visit with her, too. She's a great girl. She's doing a wonderful job at the shelter, and she has that strong passion that we all have, or we wouldn't be out there at the shelter, so... Anyway, you guys have a good time, but I'll be back soon, I promise.
Okay, well, you have a good time, and we will chat when you get back, and look forward to another update here from Oksana next week.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, you take care. This is Becky Barnhart, Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We do appreciate her calling in here to the program, letting us know what's going on in the world of CFA. Coming up, we do have a check of our dining guide that is just minutes away here on the Mighty 690+. More of your calls as we continue Open Line.